black and white photographs offer a rare glimpse into Honolulu's colorful past at UH Manoa's John Young Museum. Through the first half of the 20th century, A'ala Park on the Ewa edge of Honolulu downtown was a central gathering place. Two baseball diamonds, restaurants, shops that fanned out all the way to Vineyard Boulevard. The park has such a colorful history. We'll hear a little bit of that now. This song, Manuela Boy by Johnny Noble, 1950, captures a breezier time in Honolulu with its refrain, go sleep in A'ala Park. A'ala Park came together over a few years as Nu'uanu Stream was contained and nearby swampy areas backfilled. By 1902, throngs were turning out for baseball games every weekend, and according to historic architect Lorraine Minato-ishi, there was a Japantown with noodle shops and sumo.
Parades, strikes. They had the very first public restroom located in that park. And across the street was the rail. That's what made it all work.
Oahu Railroad ran from Kaena Point into Honolulu. You can still see the railroad station with its arched facade across A'ala Park. Micah Pollack is director of the John Young Museum, where a visual documentary of A'ala Park in the mid-1960s is currently on view. Disappearing Honolulu, photographs by Francis Haar, preserves the specific pleasures of everyday people, the frankly not very rich or famous.
Sister teaches school. Brother works for the HVB. Papa makes his money shooting pool.
They're full of zest, though. Pollack says the dynamics of gentrification are better understood today.
Well, I think if anything, there's a greater awareness of the issue of gentrification, especially with our cities that have beautiful waterfronts and how the privatization of space works to make those sites more available and accessible to some and less available and accessible to others.
The A'ala community was decimated after Pearl Harbor when community members were incarcerated and businesses closed suddenly. The railroad stopped running in 1947. Then, A'ala Moana Shopping Center emerged. These images were shot in 1963 to 67 when redevelopment for the Chinatown Cultural Plaza was underway. UH photography professor Gay Chan curated the Haar exhibition.
He's just got a really tight compositional sense. The way that he uses foreground and background relationships, framing, angle, you know, it pulls you in by the way he organizes the information.
And there's every reason for casual photo snappers to hone their skills.
I think the story of A'ala is important to remember because we're facing it now in Kaka'ako. And nobody really realizes it because it's slower.
Minato-ishi says Kaka'ako is not one of the areas designated for official historical documentation prior to the arrival of rail. So it's up to citizens to document what's left now. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.
No more sweet bread.